Drayton, a local farm, is hoping to create a small agricultural retail destination just outside Drayton's urban center. Speaking at a public meeting during Mapleton Council Tuesday evening, landowners Dylan and Nicole Nesh have applied to amend the future development zoning for 75 John Street to permit a small retail area with home goods and decor within an existing garage and a hobby barn within fenced fields for pedestrian viewing. Approximately 6.73 acres in size, the property is currently occupied by a residence and accessory structures and relies on septic and well systems. We are confident our proposal will benefit and cater to the needs and tastes of local residents while also attracting visitors from neighboring areas, thereby boosting the local economy and contributing to increased tourism within the township, said Dylan at the meeting. Township planner Linda Redmond said the property will be designated residential once OPA 123 is approved by the province, which will open the door for a certain amount of commercial activity on site, including the proposed retail space. Related to the hobby barn, Redmond said while farm animals aren't generally permitted on properties within Drayton's urban center, this property is located on the edge of town, has natural hazard protection, is surrounded by a farm with open space and generally has no neighboring properties around it. Redmond later asked Dylan for clarification surrounding the hobby livestock use, namely where the animals would be housed, how many and what type of animals would be on site and how manure would be handled and/or removed. Other than that, I have really no concerns with what's proposed. I think it sounds like a wonderful venture and the zoning and the future official plan designation would certainly support a certain amount of it, said Redmond at the meeting. According to Dylan, the goal is to house 3 or 4 Highland cows in a 32-by-32-foot barn with 2.5 acres of fenced area for grazing, and they are looking at a mobile, three-sided shelter to keep them out of the weather elements. Regarding the manure, Dylan said they have a few ideas, including raking into the soil, developing a compost pile, and sharing the excess with a neighboring property owner. I understand you were looking for retail space in our downtown for quite a long time, which we just don't have available, so I understand where this is coming from, said Cowan. Marlene Ottens at the meeting, asking whether the proposed animal area would be a petting zoo and how parking and public bathrooms will be addressed. Dylan said once the shape of the driveway is changed, 4 to 5 vehicles should easily fit next to the barn. No public bathrooms will be available. That's definitely an increasing trend where people living within city limits want to experience a more rural shopping experience, so that's what we're advocating for, said Dylan, emphasizing the animal area will focus on viewing from afar. You see a lot of that with food markets, and we're doing that more on a home decor type of feel. While they have no concerns, the Grand River Conservation Authority said any barn space must be located outside the regulated floodway on site, and they would not support any new structures within the floodplain or erosion hazard sloped areas. Municipal Clerk Larry Wheeler said the township also received a late comment from a neighbor who was supportive of the application. Another neighbor spoke at the meeting to share their support. No one spoke against the application. No decision was made on the application at the meeting. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.